Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Meditation. This is Reverend Karen Cleveland. And today this meditation is going to be inspired by the book Love Between Equals by Polly Young Eisendrath. Now sometimes we make up stories that we don't know what our strongest qualities are, and even if we do, we might kind of shrink ourselves and try to hide them from the world. And we need to stop doing that if we want to live our most authentic, best life. So this meditation is going to help you dig in and reveal your highest qualities so that you're comfortable with them and comfortable in sharing them with the world, because we need you. So I encourage you to get comfortable, to sit firmly, comfortably in the chair or couch or bed that you're in. And take three long, deep breaths. Just breathing in and relaxing anything that's come earlier today or that you're anticipating to come later. Just being in this moment now as we dig in to explore part of ourselves. And as you're taking those breaths in and relaxing and grounding yourself into the space that you are now, I want you to bring to mind people that you really admire. Now, these people can be dead or alive. They can be mythical. They can be real people. They can be people you know or people you don't know. Just take a deep breath and see if you can bring five people to mind that you really admire, that you think you might want to be more like, or that you wish you had something that they had. And just continue to breathe deep as you bring about five people to mind. Now, when you have these people, I want you to imagine the first one. And it doesn't matter which one, if it's the most or least admired. But what is it about that person that you admire the most? What are the qualities that you think are really great about that person? And then bring to mind the second person and ask yourself the same thing. What do I really admire about this person? And for the third person, what do you really admire about that person? The same for the fourth person. What are their admirable qualities according to you? Doesn't matter if anyone else thinks so or doesn't think so. And then the last person that you've brought to mind. Now, if you prepared yourself with a pencil and paper and you've written these down, or if they are just present in your mind, which qualities are common to most people? What is the one or two qualities that have come up the most over all the people. And these can be any kind of qualities you like. It could be that the people are smart, they could be well organized, they could be bold, they could be courageous, they could be kind, they could be generous. Whatever it is that you truly admire about these people, that seems to be a common theme through all these people. You see, what we see and value in others is what wants to be expressed through us. And maybe you're already expressing these qualities, and maybe we just have to be a little more comfortable, or maybe you think you don't have these qualities and you wish you did. But the truth is, your recognition of these qualities as a highly admirable quality means they are present in you and they do want to be revealed and they do want to be expressed. So I know that if you're seeing this in someone else, this is the truth of you. So let us just take one of those top qualities, one or two of them, and imagine yourself being recognized by people all over the world for this particular quality. And you can do this how you want. It could be the headlines and the news. It could be a ceremony. It could be just letters to your house if you prefer not to be on a stage somewhere. But I want you to sit with knowing that quality is the highest, best truth of you. It is you, and it is ready to be fully, fully expressed. So what is it about you that other people are going to admire so much about you that they're going to recognize you year after year, over and over, that you are the epitome of this blessing to the world? Feel what it feels like to be recognized to be this kind of person. And know that you can take this out into your day today, and you can be this person, and you are this person, and it is safe to reveal this quality, for when we're being our true selves, that's when we are happiest, and that's when we are able to fully be in a good grasp of our life. So I'd really like to know that you fully grasp this feeling of living this quality, of being this quality. And know that from now on, that is who you are. And if I met you on the street, I would say, wow, this person, that's really what they are. That's really admirable. It's really great that this person is living this way and showing this quality to the world. And as we wind down this morning session today, that was just perhaps one or maybe two qualities that you identified. If there are more, I encourage you to go through this process again and really be comfortable being that person, living that part of your light. Because we need you, and we need that light in the world. So coming back to the room, to the earth today, to where you are, I encourage you to go live this to your fullest today. I'm grateful you've been here. This is Reverend Karen Cleveland, and I look forward to joining you on another meditation call later. Have a great day.